it. Basketball season is upon us. Coming up on episode 107 of TritonCast, we head inside Lion Tree Arena to preview the upcoming women's basketball season with head coach Heidi Vanderveer. She'll talk about the returning standouts, including reigning Big West Freshman of the Year, Sumaya Sigapong, as well as some of the team's new pieces who may play an important role. The Tritons' early season schedule is no joke, and Heidi explains why it's so important to be tested early. And she also lets us in on how defense will be key this year. Our women's basketball season preview is in the Triton Spotlight this week on TritonCast. Welcome to episode 107 of TritonCast, the podcast for UC San Diego Athletics. I'm Jeff Turiel. And whether you found us on your favorite podcast platform or on ucsdtritons.com, thank you for joining us this week. Before we get to this week's Triton Spotlight, let's go around campus. Women's volleyball swept a pair of Big West matches over the weekend, and freshman Audrey Hollis was named Big West Setter of the Week, and classmate Paulina Bailey was named Big West Freshman of the Week. How about track and field head coach Kim Graham Miller? Coach Kim was inducted into Clemson University's Ring of Honor over the weekend. You can go back and listen to our conversation with the Olympic gold medalist back in episode 78. As the women's soccer regular season winds down, head over to ucsdtritons.com to check out a feature on senior forward Raquel Kalpikoff. She's the team's leading scorer, and she also has become quite the painter. We delve into her growing hobby and show off samples of her work on the website. And this week's University Credit Union Athletes of the Week are cross-country's Silvana Northrup and men's water polo's Felipe Ferreira. Congrats to those two. Well, now it's on to this week's Triton Spotlight. Our conversation this week is with women's basketball head coach Heidi Vanderveer. Entering her 13th season, Coach Vanderveer is excited about the opportunity that lies ahead with the Division I transition in the rearview. Here's ESPN's Steve Quiss alongside Heidi Vanderveer.
Okay, Heidi, welcome back for a 13th season here at UC San Diego. What are you most excited about as you head into this upcoming season?
Wow, 13. That's great, Steve. I'm really excited about our team. I feel like we're at a place where we have competitive depth. We have, very skilled and talented players and players that work hard and just committed to being the best version of UC San Diego basketball in the Big West.
And I look at this roster too, and it's an older roster than we've seen before. I was looking, I was trying to count freshmen and sophomore. You have just one freshman on this team. I guess that's the way NCAA is going now, right? Try and be as old as you possibly can.
Yeah, a little bit, I think. But part of it for us, it might not be the way the NCAA is for us. I think it's just the evolution of us joining the Big West. I feel like, 5 years ago when we knew we were going to join the Big West, we really tried to craft our roster. Where our sophomore class currently is probably our best and our deepest class, which is great. It bodes well for our future in the Big West and adding to that core with Sumaya, with June, with Gracie Gallegos, with Rosa, and complementing them with two nice transfers with Sabrina Ma and Kiana Spriggs, and you have some veteran experience with Parker. So very excited about kind of the balance of our team.
I'm sure you're excited about the transition being over. As a coaching staff, do you approach it any differently now that you're eligible to get into the Big West tournament?
I don't think you approach it any differently. I think we've always approached where, you got to win the day you're in. You got to be the best version of yourself. I know that's maybe coach speak, but I feel like that's the consistency in our personalities as a program and as a coaching staff. I think that the thing that the eligibility for postseason does bring us is an excitement. And I think that, I believe we would have been eligible the last 4 years for the Big West tournament. But now it's like sometimes you'd be like, okay, well, we can't do anything anyway, not necessarily as coaches. And I just think that that's an excitement, a daily excitement.
So we're talking about coaches real quick, then we'll get to the players. But you have Miranda Seto, who's back in La Jolla now on your staff. She was an all CCAA player for you in Division II. What do you think she's going to bring to your staff here this upcoming season and the future beyond?
Yeah, I think it was great. We added Miranda, who had played for me and just had gone out and done great things as a high school coach and a club coach and a speech therapist, and wanted to get into coaching. She brings a understanding of tradition, of the expectations of winning at UC San Diego. She is a phenomenal teacher. Very consistent in her personality, as I feel like our staff is, and has fit in very well. And then we added Vanessa Nygaard. I'm going to throw you a curveball, Steve, but added Vanessa Nygaard. Nice. Was that? Yeah, really.
Yeah, nice. That's huge.
She, you know, is working with our team, and you know, I feel like she gives us a different, you know, maturity and a sense of. You know, kind of a bigger picture. And I think she's really helped our staff and helped our team. And I really feel like, you know, we lost a you know, obviously one of my favorite people and one of the great legendary players at UC San Diego, Chelsea Carlisle, who is at Santa Barbara. And we cheer for them, except for when they play us now.
Right.
You know, but I feel like it's allowed us to, as Chelsea was such a big part of our staff and our program, you know, it's kind of like it, when she left, it allowed people like, you know, Bibi Asikochi, Finique Allen, and Alex Young to have different presence and different voice. And so I feel like, you know, and, you know, there's some challenges to having, you know, two new people and, you know, obviously losing Chelsea on our staff. The, you know, the kind of the progress we've made, I think, has been really exciting for our team. And Vanessa and Miranda have brought us different ideas and great ideas and a renewed energy. And I feel like our team feels that.
Forgive me because you threw me the curveball, but I'm going to ask you a little bit about Vanessa here. Now, she was coaching like in Brentwood, right?
She coached at Windward. She played in the WNBA. She played at Stanford, went to three Final Fours, played in the WNBA for, I think, every franchise there was. She had a really, you know, a great career in terms of, you know, the different experience that she had in basketball. And then she coached at Windward High School, won I think LA two CIF championships. Yeah. And then she coached in the pros for a couple of years with Phoenix. And, you know, just, she's from Carlsbad. Like I said, very excited to have her back. And, you know, and the, 2/3 of my staff is from San Diego. So they get a, you know, big kudos for, you know, staying here for most of their lives. And Miranda and I are kind of new to the party a little bit, but old and new at the same time.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's a great addition. I'm excited that you could tell me and the listeners about that. Cause I did a couple of those games when she was at Windward and had a lot of really, really good players. So hopefully that'll open up a pipeline to get you some players that, you know,
for sure.
You know, elite level players. Talking about the players and maybe some elite level players that you have here. You know, obviously newcomer last year was Soumaya Sigapong, and she had a remarkable season. She was named Big West Freshman of the Year. What makes her so good and so tough to defend?
I think Soumaya is, you know, she's a as crafty as they come. I call the old soul. She has a knack for, you know, getting open. She has a knack for creating space and separation. She has a variety of finishes. She can shoot, and her shooting is much improved consistently this year, just stronger and maybe more confident and comfortable. She's was a tough guard last year, and she is and she's improved immensely. And I think that that's fun to have her. And then we've added the depth around her with, you know, Junae back from her year out that she had to sit out. Rosa back, she had surgery. She's still limited a little bit, but she's, you know, back playing a little bit. So I feel like Soumaya has settled into kind of some comfortable, a new role, but really a comfortable old role as well.
I'm certainly getting some love because I was looking at that team, that all Big West team that she's on, and it's like, senior, fifth year. So sophomore. There's the only, not only underclassman, but the only person that's not in a fifth year or senior year. That's saying a lot about how good she is.
She is. She's a complete guard, and we're lucky that she's on our team, and she's a great leader for us and a great worker and a great voice for a young player. She has a lot on her plate, but she really handles it like a veteran.
Yeah, and that supporting cast that was on the all-freshman team, like Gracie Gallegos, too. Mm-hmm. What are you expecting from her and her sophomore campaign?
Well, I think for Gracie or Gigi, as we call her, just to take a step up on the day-to-day basis. I feel like she gives us great versatility and variety. She can create her shot. You know, she needs to continue to rebound and defend and be consistent. You know, she's still young. So, we have a lot of high expectations for both her and Janae, who was also on the freshman team 2 years ago. I think, again, as sophomores, they have to continue to improve and develop some consistency, but they're great compliments to Sumaya. And then we added a veteran guard in Sabrina Ma from San Jose State. She can shoot the ball. She can, she's big, strong body. She's somebody who has was successful in the Mountain West and has really brought a presence to our team that on the perimeter to complement Sumaya, to complement Janae and Gracie and Rosa and Parker. Another sophomore that has come in and I think done really well this preseason is Ari from Greece, our sophomore from Greece. She's crafty. And I think, again, the year under her belt of, understanding what kind of college basketball is about, especially in the United States, she's really, helped us this preseason.
So we talked about that group and then you look at that schedule and it's like, wow, November is going to be unbelievable, right? Yeah. I mean, you're going to go to Stanford. We all know, the story there. Mm-hmm. And then you got, Arizona coming in, St. Mary's, Fresno State. If you could touch a little bit upon the schedule. And I know a lot of these contests are at home as well.
They are. I think that we have a really challenging schedule to prepare us for the Big West. Feel like obviously Arizona at home and going to Stanford are, two marquee games. But, we have, like you said, St. Mary's, Fresno State. We brought in LaSalle and Northern Kentucky from out of region for our Holiday Classic. We're going to Denver and Air Force. So playing some Mountain West teams, some WCC teams, some, the old Pac-12, whatever there are now.
Yeah.
Teams and I guess ACC and Big 12, but they'll always be the Pac-12 to me. So I think that we have great variety and I did touch on most of the people, the other kind of complement to our perimeter would be adding Kayana Spriggs from Cal State Northridge. She's a 6'2", tremendous rebounder, excellent, defender, competitor. And then the evolution of Aaron from our Australian, she's has really stepped up again. I think the summer, freshman years are always transitions. Sumaya is the anomaly to or the outlier to what most freshmen go through. But I've been very pleased with Aaron's evolution in terms of her development as a versatile post player at 6'3". I mean, she's a big, strong body that can step out and shoot the three, has improved her post skills, has improved her just her overall physical play. So very, very pleased with the evolution of our sophomore class and adding Kayana as a senior, Sabrina as a junior. And then you mentioned Nikki Polacek, our lone freshman from Texas, has seamlessly fit in and, kind of like had to come to the party because like there's nobody else, for her to sit with. So I think the team has embraced her and she's really done a great job for us catching on to what we're doing.
So the coaches picked Hawaii to win it. Mm-hmm. They're always up at the top, even with talent coming and going there. And you guys sixth. How do you see the conference shaping up this season?
I think it's very competitive as always. I think on the women's side, I think they're obviously Hawaii's very talented, return a lot of players. Irvine, same thing. Excellent guard play with Deja Lee. Davis returns quite a bit. Long Beach, very athletic. Cal Poly returns a lot. I feel like, you know, I know the separation from, I think, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, right in there is very in terms of the voting. And I don't really put a lot of stock in that, quite honestly, preseason things. You know, it's where you finish. And we got to finish the day, you know, to compete for a Big West championship like we try to do every day. But I do think it's very, very talented, very deep league. A lot of variety with different styles, excellent coaching. So we know we better play a really tough preseason, and because we're going to see a lot of the things that we see in the preseason and in the Big West. So to be ready for it will be is our challenge.
And you're going to see it earlier than expected, right? A couple of games in December. So it's like we're talking about this great, tough November. And then when you get done with that gauntlet, it's like, oh, here's two conference games. And I'm trying to remember who, I believe you guys are on the road to start it while the men are at home in early December, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think we play Santa Barbara at home. I think it's split. We play Santa Barbara at home and then we go to Bakersfield. That's a tough trip for us. Bakersfield always been a tough trip for us. And, you know, Santa Barbara's very good. So, you know, we come back from Stanford from Thanksgiving, and that's our treat. We get to start December with Santa Barbara and Bakersfield. But, you know, I mean, you got to play them sometime, anybody. So you know, whoever's in front of us, we're going to really work hard to prepare for and compete. And if we can prepare and prepare well and understand how disciplined we have to be, I think that's one thing that, you know, with Vanessa and Finneke Allen, I do believe our defense is going to surprise some people. I think it's very well structured and very, very disciplined. And I think it has a lot of variety to it. So I'm excited, you know, for people who think we're just about offense to, you know, kind of our defense to come to the party. We're having a lot of parties here, but that's one of them. I'm glad that our defense is at.
That's awesome. Well, we appreciate the time. Best of luck this year.
Thanks, Stephen. You too. Again, it's great to have you. How many years have you been here now?
This will be my ninth, I believe.
Oh,
Isn't that crazy?
Hey, after a decade, I'll get you a pin for your 10th year. You got to make it another year. Okay.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks, Heidi and Steve. Coach, we're going to hold you to that offer to get Steve a 10-year pin 1 year from now. While the Tritons will begin their season on Monday, November 4th, they're going to play four of their first five games at home. Single game tickets are on sale now, and those can be purchased through the Triton box office. Well, next week on TritonCast, we'll turn our attention to men's basketball when Eric Olin joins the show. Be sure you're subscribed on your favorite podcasting platform so you don't miss a moment. New episodes of TritonCast premiere on Wednesdays. Thank you for listening this week, and don't forget, you can find us on all of your favorite podcast platforms by searching TritonCast wherever you get your pods. A reminder, you can listen to any of our 107 episodes anytime on demand. Just visit ucsdtritons.com/podcasts. For more on TritonCast, follow us on X at TritonCast. And if you have a suggestion for a future guest, you can send us a tweet or email us at TritonCast@ucsd.edu. We'll see you back here next week.
You've been listening to TritonCast. TritonCast is a production of UC San Diego Athletics Communications. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on your platform of choice. If you have show questions or comments or suggestions for future guests, email us at TritonCast@ucsd.edu. You can also follow the show on Twitter @TritonCast.